Yeah, I was just telling her it's just crazy how things work, and God's plan is better than my plan, so I'm just excited.
What was your plan?
My plan was hopefully playing by my rookie year, and on my second year, I'm going to practice squat twice, and now I might get an opportunity to play on Sunday, so I'm excited.
I was reading that despite the...
I was like, where do you go?
Despite the problems that you had in high school, that you did graduate from the Zusa?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
What was your degree in?
Sociology. Okay. So I'm a sociology major. Yeah, high school was high school, and college, I loved college. It was fun. Had a lot of great coaches there and great teachers. So.
What was the secret to, I know you struggled, but what was the secret to being able to, was it memorizing things?
I'm good at memorizing stuff. I'm a very visual learner. So, and that teacher is that who will take time to help me with that. And that goes off going to a small Christian school where teachers actually care and want you to succeed as an athlete and as a person.
And the story I read said that you have a relationship with your mom now?
I mean, it's a relationship. It's like off and on, whatever. But mom's feeling good, so.
She is?
Good.
She's doing well?
Yeah.
Great. Cool.
It's an amazing story.
It is. I mean, I like to think it's kind of interesting. But like I said, I mean, I think about my life if I wasn't with my grandparents, and I can't picture my life any other way.
When did they tell you about?
I think the moment I can understand, so maybe when I was like 3. Yeah, yeah, I've been knowing my whole entire life. So.
How did you feel about that?
I don't know. There's a story where when my birth dad died when I was 12. My mom set us down and was like, "Hey, like, we'll let you know your dad died." I'm like, "Well, my dad's sitting right here." So I mean, my grandparents have always been my mom and dad. So.
And did you know your mom the whole time?
Like, I didn't know my mom until, well, I knew who she was, obviously, but I haven't met her. I remember when she was in jail or like incarcerated, whatever you guys want to call it. I never went and saw her because I'm not going to see someone in jail. But I think the first time I saw her, I was 14 years old, 14, maybe 15. Okay. Yeah.
Was there ever a time during your grade school or high school when it was like, you felt like you were giving up?
That's a good question. All the time. Yeah, I mean, there comes a time in grade school when you get made fun of because at that point I couldn't really read right. Like, I read really slow or like didn't understand stuff the way other kids did. So I think there came a time when I remember I just like asked God to take away my football ability and let me be able to read. So I mean, so my mom always said God would take away one thing and give you something else. So I guess football is my something else.